I'm Mike Jacobs. It's Jazz in the Afternoon here on KIOS FM. 93 degrees outside. Heat warning remains in effect until 8 p.m. on Friday. And as I promised, we have Steve Rabine here in the studio. Steve Rabine, local musician, educator, vibraphonist, and all-around good guy. We've had him here. I think this is the first time we've had you.
Yeah, I was here a couple of years, maybe for my last CD, in the driver's seat, and we did an interview with maybe Chris Cook. But, but it's been a number of years now, so thank you for having me back.
Well, we want to talk about this new disc, Cool Vibes. It came out in June,
right?
And I wanted to ask you about the process of now from that last CD to this one. How long of a process is that, getting all that material together and writing it all and getting a... Was there also a concept behind this CD that you wanted to kind of...
Well, I did want to kind of expand my compositional styles a little bit. So I included some more vibe-centric tunes that weren't always just necessarily arranged with horns that I did a lot of in the previous CD or two CDs. So there's songs like Kiss Me and Kicking Back, and they're just, they're kind of a, it's a different compositional style for me. But then again, it also encompasses more archetypical things that I've been known for writing. Plus, I included a big band chart that I thought people might be intrigued by hearing my stuff like that. And of course, the infamous rap tune about coffee and jazz.
Yes, indeed. We know that you've been here in town for quite a number of years, playing around town. You're also an educator. Tell us about that background a little bit.
Okay, well, I've actually been a music educator for about 30 years now.
Okay.
And I've taught all levels of students. I started in universities, did some teaching in, you know, around the Iowa City area, and then when I was finishing my doctorate, and then I was at UNO here for 10 years as the coordinator of the jazz studies program and percussion from about 1990 to 2000. And then for about the last 16 years, I've been on my own doing my own music and have my own home teaching studio. I was just thinking about this, that it seems like I've taught many of the people that perform in this city. So I see all these different bands and I say, oh, there's one or two of my students in this group.
Eventually it turns out that way.
Yeah. So
if you're in there doing that long enough. Yeah. This new disc, this is your fourth recording?
Correct.
Okay, yeah. There's Balance Act, there's Bad Cat Karma, and In the Driver's Seat, and the new one is called Cool Vibes. And I want to play one of my favorite tunes on the disc. It's Bad Cat Karma. Now, this is different than one.
This is the big band version.
The big band version. Okay. And this was actually another version on the previous disc of Bad Cat Karma. And I want to play this one because it stretches out a little bit. It's a little over 6 minutes. Let's check it out now. It's Steve Rabine from his new disc, Cool Vibes, and it's Bad Cat Karma here on Jazz in the Afternoon. Steve Rabine and Bad Cat Karma. This is the big band arrangement here from his new CD, Cool Vibes. And Steve Rabine is here in the studio with me discussing things. And we're talking about the new disc and Steve's background in music. And you were just telling me Millard North was going to be performing this at some point?
Yeah. They've purchased the arrangement and they've started rehearsing it. So I think it's on their performance schedule this year.
Terrific. Again, Bad Cat Karma here from Cool Vibes, Steve Rabine. We're here talking about the new disc, and we're getting into some of the things from the distant past of Steve Rabine. This Is Your Life. Remember that show?
Oh, yes, I do.
I wanted to ask you about this band called Oracle that you were in. And now, this was while you were in Los Angeles?
The group started while I was a student. I started the group when I was a student at the Eastman School of Music.
And this is back in the 70s?
Yeah, like from between 72 and 76.
Okay.
And the group had done really well. We had won the New York State Battle of the Bands contest, the Notre Dame Jazz Festival, you know. And then we ultimately moved to Los Angeles to, seek our fame and fortune, as it were, as young aspiring jazz guys. And we ultimately ended up signing with Chrysalis Records and working with ATV Publishing Company. And, you know, we did some tours of Europe, played the Montreux Jazz Festival and things like that.
I was going to ask you about that, being on stage in such a legendary venue. Was that a little intimidating?
No, it wasn't intimidating. It was just like the greatest gig of my life. I can visualize most of that night, and it was just an ungodly great night. The crowd went crazy. It was just a great night of other bands. I can't remember them all now. It's 40 years ago, but it was a wonderful event.
Well, you toured all over Europe, right? Switzerland and Germany and Poland. And
right.
Yeah, you were all over the place. And then the band kind of came to an end?
The band, like many bands, there were a lot of creative composers in the band, and sometimes when you have multiple conflicting musical agendas, bands don't always stay together. Mm-hmm. That's why I decided I was going to write my own music.
And well, you also did some work in the film business too, right?
I did quite a bit of studio work. You know, as a freelance percussionist, I worked at Paramount and MGM and Universal Studios and things of that nature. So I'd just be a freelance call guy, and, you know, I did certain disco dates that people remember. Disco.
Oh yes. Yeah,
those were brutal sessions.
So what? Now you were in LA for quite a few years.
Yeah, about 4.5 years.
4.5 years. Okay. And so, did you come to Omaha directly from there, or was there a stop in between? Or
yeah, there was a stop or two between. You know, after LA, then I went back to school. I got my master's at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Then, by that time, you know, in order to do teaching in universities, you have to get a doctorate, pretty much. So then I went to the University of Iowa and did my doctorate there. Then I came to Omaha.
How did you come to the vibraphone as your instrument of choice?
Well, I started on piano as a young guy, as a young piano student in first grade. And I then started playing drums in fourth grade, took lessons, had a really good drum teacher that kind of weaned me on Dave Brubeck. That started my love affair with jazz. And, of course, my dad played a lot of big band jazz at home, so I had that. But then because I had that affinity of being a percussionist and a pianist, I saw Gary Burton play and I saw Milt Jackson play. And ultimately, I did study with Gary Burton for a while, and I just fell in love with the vibes. I said, I'm going to be a vibraphonist.
Great. And there was another question I was going to ask you, and I forgot what it was. Oh, yes, it's what you're doing around town now. Any gigs lined up?
Right now, I've been kind of preoccupied the last month just promoting this latest project, which takes up so much time. In essence, I am my own record company, which means I have to do all of this promotion and wear all these different hats. My next performance, though, is in Wisconsin in a couple weeks. I'm the featured artist for something called the Green Lake Music Festival. I'm their gala artist, so that'll be fun. But I'm just doing solo vibes for that.
Cool. Cool. The life of an independent artist.
Yes.
We love to promote our local artists here in Omaha on KIOS and Jazz in the Afternoon. Steve Rabine, thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to close this hour with another cut from Steve's new CD, Cool Vibes, and it's a tune called Cool Drinks.